This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are visiting with Dr. Evan Bill, a plastic surgeon located in Dallas, Texas, who will discuss the mommy makeover procedure. Dr. Bill, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah, nice to have you out and looking forward to hearing your input on the mommy makeover procedure. So for those that aren't familiar, what is a mommy makeover?
A mommy makeover is a series of procedures that can be combined or performed individually, basically to restore a woman's body to their pre-childbirth state. As a father, I know the many sacrifices that mothers make for their kids, and their body doesn't have to be one of them. Pregnancy, breastfeeding can really take a toll on a woman's body, and the procedures associated with a mommy maker are aimed at just restoring tone and more youthful appearance to mainly the breast, the abdomen, the torso, and the thighs.
And what are the most common procedures that make up a mommy makeover?
Looking at the breast, the most commonly performed procedure is probably a breast augmentation. That can be performed with silicone or saline implants and is mainly used to achieve an increase in volume. Mainly that is to replace volume that's lost due to breastfeeding that so commonly happens to many women. This can also be combined or performed as a separate procedure with a breast lift or a mastopexy, which is used to correct sagging breasts that also is a side effect of breastfeeding and motherhood. There are some women who have excessively large breasts that we can perform breast reductions, and that actually can usually be performed in conjunction with their own health insurance. But those are the main breast-related procedures. Looking at the abdomen and torso area, the two main procedures that we perform are a full abdominoplasty and a mini abdominoplasty. This can also be combined with liposuction of the abdominal area, the flanks, the lower back, as well as the lateral outside thigh or the inner part of the thigh. Mini abdominoplasties and full abdominoplasties are similar. The biggest difference that they can achieve is that many women develop extra skin in the lower abdominal region or even in the upper abdominal region above the belly button from childbearing. And also they develop widening of the rectus muscles or what we call the six-pack muscles. They spread apart when a woman is pregnant and they come back together, but they never come back all the way. So unfortunately, many women, try exercising and eating right, and they can't get rid of that little extra skin, and they can't get their the poochy appearance of their belly to go away. And really, a mini abdominoplasty or a full abdominoplasty is the answer that they're looking for.
Now, can all the procedures be performed at the same time? Get into some of those details.
So, for the most part, yes. There are some times where we do choose to separate them out. For example, some women's breasts are so droopy that performing a breast lift or a mastopexy at the same time as a breast augmentation can be a little bit of challenging technically, and it's recommended to actually perform that in two separate procedures. Most of the time, I'd probably say about 85 to 90% of the time that those are able to be performed at the same time. And then, I try to limit procedure length to around 5 to 6 hours. But for the most part, breast augmentation and or breast lift with an abdominoplasty and focused areas of liposuction can be performed safely all at the same time.
And most helpful today, we are with Dr. Evan Bill, a plastic surgeon in Dallas, Texas, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Bill, should women wait until they are done having children to have a mommy makeover procedure performed? And are there any criteria that makes someone a good candidate for a mommy makeover or vice versa?
Yes, that's a great question. You know, most procedures, we recommend waiting, especially abdominoplasty or mini abdominoplasty, mainly because the muscle tightening that is done will be basically lost after if a woman gets pregnant again. However, you know, there are women that choose to have breast augmentation, and you know, that is something that sometimes can be done in between having children, especially if, you know, if a woman said, you know, I had my first child, but I may have another one, but if I do, I'm probably gonna wait like 4 or 5 years. And that's something that's a simple procedure that can be performed as a day surgery, and the recovery is pretty short, and it's not really going to compromise, you know, it's not going to be compromised terribly with having another pregnancy. They may require a breast lift after the second or third pregnancy, but that's kind of the one procedure. And also liposuction. If liposuction sometimes would have been recommended before having children, and if there are areas of focal fatty deposit that are incongruent with the overall tone and appearance of the rest of a woman's figure, that's something that could be addressed before having kids again. Good candidates for mommy makeover are the two main things are you need to be healthy. If you have any other major medical problems, they need to be controlled. And the other thing that really helps get your best result is to be at your goal weight. We want women to, you know, try to get down to like as close as they can as to their pre-pregnancy weight. It just really helps get the best result that they can possibly get. With regards to breastfeeding and breast surgeries, we really recommend that they've been done breastfeeding for about 6 months, so that the breasts kind of have a period of time where they're the cycle of making milk and breastfeeding is stopped the engorgement of the breasts, and they've really had a time to contract down and be kind of their shape that they're going to be after pregnancy.
And lastly, what is the recovery process like, and are there any potential complications that one should expect?
You know, the recovery process is usually remarkably pretty quick. Women are by far the better of the sexes, and they bounce back pretty quick. As far as breast surgery alone, you know, usually a week of recovery is about normal as far as women that are working. And then, you know, getting back to the gym after that sort of thing is kind of a 2 to 4 week process to slowly kind of migrate back into working out. The abdominoplasty and mini abdominoplasty is a little bit longer, you know, more around 10 to 14 days. But, you know, in the 3 to 5 week before you're back to working out. And that kind of dictates, if that abdominoplasty is performed, that kind of dictates the overall recovery. The as far as pain, the you know, most patients say the most painful part is the muscle repair that's done. Fortunately, we have a new to the market over the last couple of years, a numbing medication that lasts 3 days that's injected into the abdominal wall, and that really seems to help modulate the patient's pain. As far as complications, you know, the most common complication from body contouring surgery that's really the mainstay of mommy makeover procedures is fluid collections. Drains are left most of the time after abdominoplasty to help prevent that. You know, most of the complications are pretty rare. You know, they can include wound healing problems, blood collections, but most of the procedures are tolerated fairly well with minimal complications.
Well, Dr. Bill, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and appreciate your perspective on the mommy makeover. Per your expertise, where can listeners get all the details on your practice there in Dallas, Texas, and how could one be in touch?
You could go to our website. It's www.drevanbeale.com. That's D-R-E-V-A-N-B-E-A-L-E.com. And there's information on all the procedures and before and after pictures, and you can really use that as an educational resource if you're considering these procedures.
Dr. Bill, again, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you for having me. You too.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Dr. Evan Bill, a plastic surgeon located in Dallas, Texas. And for further details, visit drevanbill.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.